to the January 1st, 2023 PFF forecast. We just finished watching week 17. We're going to discuss in great detail who's going to be playing on Sunday Night Football. No, I'm kidding. We'll talk about that briefly, but then we're going to get into the week 18 guess the lines, because at least the lines won't change. And it'll be a lot of fun. Arjun and Brad are joining me. It's going to be a good show. Let's rock. Arjun, you're 21. You didn't go to Vegas. You went instead to Chargers-Rams, which very, very different vibe. But now that you're 21, you can weigh in on the very important topic of who do you think should play Sunday Night Football next week?
Yeah, I mean, I do want to see Lions-Packers personally. I know it's like there's obviously some issues with that, but that would just be an incredible game. We get America's team versus America's most hated, I feel like, with Aaron Rodgers. And, I mean, Rodgers is kind of, like, tormented Detroit fans for years, Detroit and just in general. I think it's going to be a great spot for Detroit to just roll in there and snatch a playoff berth from Aaron Rodgers, which I think would be amazing. But that's really the only one I think is worthy of being on Sunday Night Football. I don't really care to see Joshua Dobbs go head-to-head with Trevor Lawrence, if I'm being completely honest.
Appreciate your honesty. Brad, do you have any, are you going to stand here and rail against the unfairness that would
I vehemently disagree with this anti-Josh Dobbs take. How could you not want to watch primetime Sunday Night Football Josh Dobbs? They're in a tough position, though. I mean, they care about markets and all that. I know we're not just trying to dive into this conversation, but like, I get the game matters, but Jacksonville, Tennessee is not a great primetime choice.
Yeah, it's interesting because so everyone that I've seen that is staunchly in favor of Jacksonville, Tennessee is doing so on the basis of the fairness for the Seahawks. And basically the way that that works is be unfair to the Seahawks, because if they win, then the Lions have no reason to play any of their players because they're already eliminated. And therefore, so Lee Sharp, good friend of the podcast, actually just commented. So Kansas City, Las Vegas, and Tennessee, Jacksonville were just announced as the Saturday games.
Oh, wow.
Which I think means that there's a really good chance that it's Green Bay, Detroit on Sunday Night Football. In my infinite compassion, I will not go dunk on all of the people who thought I was ridiculous for saying that Green Bay would be on Sunday night. Could still be wrong. My take on it, just very, very quickly, is that the fact that Rodgers and Green Bay would be playing to get in trumps just about anything combined for Tennessee and Jacksonville, just in terms of like the number of people that care about it. Jacksonville could be in a position, we were talking about this before the podcast, where if New England, who plays Buffalo, they'll be a big underdog, as we'll talk about here in a second. If they lose, and if Miami, playing probably Skylar Thompson, loses to the Jets, and Pittsburgh doesn't win, then they could be playing for technically nothing, just only a division, only a home game, which wouldn't be nothing, but it wouldn't be a win and you're in game. So anyways, shall we dive in here to week 18? Okay, so before we get into week 18, we are starting a little printing press Discord, try and get the people going a little bit for the playoffs, where we'll discuss kind of what bets we're thinking about making for the week. Be a great place to come in and like throw ideas out there, see how it goes. I think it'll be fun for the printing press community, as opposed to trading replies on Twitter, even though that's really fun. And so I'm gonna actually throw the server link in the chat here. Go ahead and jump in right now if you guys want to start talking and discussing things, guessing lines. That's where Arjun, Brad and I will discuss what bets we like most after this, because we always write those up for the website and the app after as well. So I'll throw that in here, and then we'll get started with the week 18 games. All right. So let's start with Minnesota at Chicago. Minnesota, my God, that was embarrassing. I don't even want to talk about that. They were a lock of the week plus 3.5, and they're probably the third best team in their own division. Arjun, what'd you make this?
Yeah, I went Vikings minus 3.
Yeah, I went Chicago plus 2.5.
All right. I had Chicago plus 4.5. And let's see here. Do we have a line? Brad, do you see one?
Yeah, I saw.
I'm not seeing it on FanDuel.
I'm seeing 1.5.
Yep, 1.5 at BetMGM.
All right, let's go with 1.5. All righty, well, I guess we're all kind of off. Arjun, you making a play here?
Yeah, I mean, I know the Vikings aren't like the, you know, the best team, but like, come on, like this is basically picking them to win against the Bears. Like the Bears score 10 points on the Detroit Lions. There is no one in Chicago's defense that can stop Justin Jefferson. I know he had probably the worst game of his career today, but there is no one that's going to stop Justin Jefferson on Chicago. Jamal Williams, who by most metrics has been a below average rusher. I know he scores a ton of touchdowns, below average rusher, rushed for 100 yards against the Bears run defense. Like, I think Dalvin Cook could have a big day. Like, there's, again, just no advantage for Chicago unless Minnesota decides to tank. So I am going to be betting the Vikings here.
So that's the rub with a lot of these spreads, and it's tricky. I mean, they do have something to play for. They can still get the 2 seed, potentially. And yeah, the Bears are awful. Like, as someone who has to watch the Bears, I don't know, have to, I guess, but I choose to for whatever reason. Like, they're the worst team in the NFL. They are pumped. They are worse than the Houston Texans. They have the worst trenches of any team I've seen in a long time. But I just don't know who's going to be motivated to play, so I'm going to stay off it. But this, just real quick, a quick spiel. Like, people said the Jaguars didn't care about today's game. They had a legitimate playoff path that was actually not even that crazy, where they could still get a wild card if they won today. You got to be careful with these spots and assuming what people are going to do or not do. So anyway, I'm staying off this one.
Yeah, I'm going to bet it as well. So Minnesota does have something to play for. Their pride. They were thoroughly embarrassed. I mean, they are. You cannot go into the playoffs, whether you're the second seed or not, with that being your last real attempt at playing football. So, I will take them at less than a field goal. And Chicago, to Brad's point, Justin Fields had 105 rushing yards in the first quarter, and they got blown out. So that tells you about how good that team is. All right, moving on. We're going to skip Tampa, Atlanta, because Tampa's playing for nothing, and we have a bunch of games here, and we want to talk about the ones that matter. So we'll go to New England and Buffalo. Arjun?
I went Buffalo minus 8.
Hey, Mayor.
I had Buffalo minus 7.5. I'm very good at finding these games here. Oh, I don't see a line for this one on BetMGM.
I got 7.5 on BetMGM.
Yeah, same.
I see 8.5 on FanDuel. So you guys can choose which one you want. Arjun, you gonna bet either of those?
No, I'm laying off this one.
Patriots, I had a minus 2.5 today. I know, Arjun, you know, before we knew Tua's situation, you were leaning Miami. That was a heartbreaker at the end there. I'm laying off as well, but New England is not a good football team.
Brad, I still had a heartbreak because I took the under 43.5 and it ended up 44 because the BS lost touchdown by Skyler. But yeah, sorry, that was my spiel.
They covered the teasers though. Yeah, I'm laying off this one as well. Baltimore, Cincy. So this would have been for, could it still be for the division or no?
because still can be if Bengals lose, right? Because the Ravens have the first tiebreaker. So yeah, if the Bengals lose and the Ravens win again, they would get the
Okay. Arjun, would you make this?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm assuming that Tyler Huntley is starting in this one again. So I went Bengals -7.
So I assumed Lamar was going to play. So I did -3.
Yeah, I assumed Lamar was going to play as well. And I went 3.5 Cincinnati. It looks like Vegas is assuming that Tyler Huntley will be playing because it is 7. I guess, Brad, do you know anything? Like, is your reasoning there that Lamar got, didn't he get some limited practices in this week?
He got some limited practice in this week. The recovery table for his injury, the ankle sprain, or what was it? Knee sprain, excuse me. You know, talk to our doctor, Mario Pilato at PFF. It's right on schedule. So, and I think he'd want to get some action before the playoffs.
I'm kind of tempted to take Baltimore here. Like, they still have a chance to cover this with Tyler Huntley, I guess.
Yeah, Bengals letdown spot. Maybe if they win, or I guess if they win, it wouldn't really.
I don't know. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna place a small, maybe a half a unit on this. Arjun, you were kind of right on, so I'm guessing you're not gonna bet. Brad, are you gonna join me?
I'm gonna join you. Yeah.
Okay. Tyler and Snoop Huntley, we trust. It's interesting. Tyler Huntley looked good for like a decent portion of that game today, and then
he made some plays. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Kenny Pickett got him at the end there. All right, Chargers and the resurgent Denver Broncos. Arjun, your Chargers.
I went Chargers -3.
Chargers peaking too early?
Chargers, they're always peaking too early. I had Chargers -3.5.
Yeah, I went Chargers -3. It is Chargers -3 in Denver. Brad, you're the only one that was off market here. You gonna make a bet?
They actually can surpass now the Ravens, I believe, for playoff positioning. So game matters to a degree. Yeah, why not?
Okay, look at you.
Yeah, why not?
So Kansas. Yeah, I guess so. Kansas City and Vegas. This one in Las Vegas. This is on Saturday, as will be Tennessee and Jacksonville. Arjun.
I went Chiefs -9.
Yeah, at 8.5.
So I initially was at 9.5, and then I was like kind of debating because 9.5 is what the spread was against San Francisco. They took that game to overtime. Kansas City once again did not cover a large spread against Denver at home. So I was like, maybe I should make this less. And I was like, who am I kidding? It's Jarrett Stidham. Like, there's no way. So I ended up at 9.5. It is 9.5, which I guess makes sense. I am a little surprised maybe that Vegas didn't go over 10 with, you know, the difference between Patrick Mahomes and Brock Purdy, but so be it. Any bets from any of you guys? I think Arjun, were you the only one off market?
I kind of was. I mean, look, it's tough betting Jarrett Stidham. I like the over in this game. It's 50 right now. It's kind of high, but I mean, the Las Vegas defense is god awful. That might be one of the worst secondaries in the entire NFL. The Chiefs, you know, kind of had its moment. Defense had its moments against Russell Wilson, but I think at its core, it's not that great of a unit. And I don't think they have enough guys on the back end to stop Devontae Waller and Renfro. Devontae, who had probably one of the best catches of the season. I like the over in this game. I think it could fly over and Chiefs kind of ramp up their offensive production before the playoffs.
George thinks it was the most fraudulent catch of the season and the worst -5.5 beating catch of the season for 2022, which I would agree with. But dude, Stidham actually looked okay. And I do think Josh McDaniels also wants to prove a point and, you know, make him look as good as he possibly can and show that it was Derek Carr that was the problem in Las Vegas. So I like the over. I'm telling you, these late season Minnesota, I should have mentioned earlier for the Chicago game, they've now given up 20 plus 8 weeks in a row, averaging about 32 points a game over the stretch. They're just awful. There's these late division games where there's all these trends people talk about, and I think the public bets on these trends. I love that over. I could see 34-24 type of game.
Let's do. I'm not going to bet this one either. I'm here for the over, though. I mean, anyone that watched the game today should be able to see why that would make sense. So Kansas City, Vegas already eliminated. That game doesn't really matter. I guess Kansas City, you know, kind of playing for potentially the one seed there. Yeah. Or definitely playing for the one seed.
Yeah, well, I guess if Buffalo loses, Bills lose. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do Tennessee, Jacksonville. I don't know. I'm looking for a line. Brad, maybe you'll find one while we wait here, but Arjun, why don't you kick us off?
I got one. Yeah.
Yeah, so I went Jags minus seven.
I went Jags minus 7.5.
I went seven as well. What are you seeing?
It is seven on BetMGM, so.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Anyone betting this game?
I like the Jags as a teaser. I mean, I think they win this one kind of like straight up. I don't know if they cover. I feel like Vrabel hasn't like got the dogs out to make it a close game in a while. I guess the Chargers game was there, but like, I think this game, like, you know, he's the type of coach that gets the guys ready for this game, even if, like, someone like Josh Dobbs is starting. But I think Jags are too talented, and their offense is playing way too well for them to kind of, like, lose this game. So I like them as a teaser.
I agree with teaser leg. I'm afraid to pull the trigger on actually betting the Jags, even though I'm over the hook there. But definitely a teaser leg. It's Josh Dobbs or Malik Willis. Come on.
The Dobbs kind of looked spry.
I mean,
relative. It's all relative.
It's all relative.
Ryan Fitzpatrick on Thursday Night Football. I mean, they've seen some shitty games on Thursday Night Football, so this shouldn't surprise anybody. But you went on that set. I mean, they talked more positively about Josh Dobbs than they have like 80% of the quarterbacks they've seen. You know, I mean, Richard Sherman was ready to give him Russell Wilson's contract and play him in Denver.
He may have had a top quartile TNF performance of the year. So, I mean, yeah. it's all relative.
Yeah. Couldn't cover, but yeah. Came close. All right. Those were the Saturday games. Before we keep on rolling, let's pay a few bills here and talk about Bro Throw. If you are in a state where you cannot bet on sports legally yet, and if you're in Ohio, you can now, by the way. Brothrow.com is a great place to go. You bet against other people online, and then if you win, you get paid Venmo, cash, app, whatever it is that you use, and you actually get paid. So go to brothrow.com/PFF to sign up. They're still only letting in limited number of folks, so use that URL to log in and get yourself signed up. And one of the cool things about it is you also don't have to pay a vig. So you bet $100, you win $100, and you can kind of set the lines. Like if you want to, you know, bet a line that isn't offered in Vegas, you can. And if someone takes it, like, so be it. So brothrow.com/PFF. Also go to pff.com, get yourself a PFF Plus subscription, either on the app or on the website. Get yourself set up for the playoffs with all the betting tools, the player props tool, all of the matchup insights that you need to join the printing press this winter and playoff season, plus all of the great draft content that the guys are churning out and the free agency content. PFF does a lot of things that are way better than the competition, but I don't know if there's anything that we do that's like above and beyond quite like free agency in the draft. So if you're a football nut, that is the place to go. PFF.com and the PFF app or PFF Plus subscription. And it's officially 2023, which means that the recession is in your face, will be everywhere. So be smart with your money. Go to westernsouthern.com/PFF and set up a game plan for whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish with your money, whether it's just saving for a rainy day, for a home, for a child, for retirement. Western Southern has a game plan tailor-made to make sure your money grows. Go to westernsouthern.com/PFF. All right, onward. Houston, Indy, game of the week. Arjun?
I went Colts minus three.
Yeah, Colts minus three as well. Potential Sunday Night Football matchup, as you mentioned.
This is only kind of a joke. I don't know if there's any chance this would ever happen, but the two worst teams in the NFL playing a game for the first overall pick would be amazing. Technically, wouldn't be these two teams, right? It'd be Houston and Chicago.
Bears, yeah.
Yeah. You'd watch that game.
I would watch the heck out of that game. Oh my god.
I didn't think, or actually, I guess Brett, what did you make this?
I had Colts minus three.
Yeah, minus three. I had Indy minus 2.5. I thought it was unfair to both of these teams with how crappy they are for any of them to be favored by a field goal or more. What is it here?
I got three on BetMGM, so.
Well, I'm off. I'm not gonna bet it. I don't care about this game. This is
Sam Ellinger experience.
Yeah, this is just a nightmare.
Just really got to mention, I don't think he saw him. I hope he didn't see him. But Kayvon Thibodeaux doing the snow angels
next to
Foles, like writhing in pain, was, I hope he's okay. I think he is okay. But it was quite the visual.
So the best thing about that was he sees, like, they're still attending to Foles on the field. Like, he's still dead on the field. And Kayvon Thibodeaux is on the sideline doing.
Too far, Kayvon.
Like, he was Steph Curry just after winning the NBA championship.
He's been balling though, but that's just touch too much out of Kayvon.
Yeah, Arjun, I assume you're not betting this.
No point.
The Jets and Mike White Mike White looked like Zach Wilson today, I should say, against Miami, and I'm assuming Skylar Thompson. Is there a chance that Tua comes back for this game?
Maybe, but I think it's gonna be Skylar Thompson.
Okay. Arjun, would you make this?
Okay. Well, I thought Teddy could have had a chance to come, so I kind of set my line based on that. I'll go Dolphins minus two.
My bad, I misheard you. Teddy could play. I don't think Tua could play. I may have misheard.
I thought Teddy broke his thumb.
Oh, he did?
Oh, he broke it.
See, no. Arjun's busy partying at SoFi Stadium. He doesn't get these scoops. Well, then, yeah, I assume, no, I'm just kidding. I assume Teddy's out, though. Anyway, I had minus 2.5, Miami.
Okay. I went minus three, and it looks like it is minus three, minus 115 on FanDuel. I guess I was thinking that there was a chance one of those two guys could play. If it's Skylar Thompson, I feel like this should be less than a field goal, but I don't know. Any of you guys betting? I guess you guys would be betting the Jets here, or sorry, the Dolphins here.
I mean, Skylar Thompson against one of the best defenses in the NFL. I just can't do that. I just want to, like, you know, we haven't talked about the Jets in a while, obviously for good reason. They're on a really bad losing streak now. They're out of the playoffs. It's funny how a lot of people crowned Mike White after playing the Chicago Bears. Right, three touchdowns, you know, at home. And then next three games proceeds to throw four picks, zero touchdowns, negative EPA per play. Like, he was going against a pretty bad Seahawks defense also today, and just couldn't really put up any numbers. So I really don't know if he's better than Skylar Thompson at this point. Like, you know, that's just like kind of where I'm at in this game.
It was a rough showing against a bad Seattle defense today. I thought they would do more. I thought the Jets were going to potentially win that game. So
yeah,
I'm staying away here.
Yeah, I'm right on it. I'm not betting this game. Carolina, New Orleans. This game does not matter, but had a chance to matter. Arjun, I guess both teams, our guests are playing their players. No reason to believe they won't.
Probably.
Yeah. Arjun, would you make this?
I went Saints minus 3.5.
Same here.
I had Saints by 3. It is Saints by 4.5.
I see minus 115. I bet him jam too.
Yeah. I guess they did look decent today. I'm going to go ahead and lay off here, even though I'm about a point and a half off. And the reason for that is that I will not be caught dead rooting for Sam Darnold on week 18. There's just too many good bets out there for one of them to be Sam Darnold. I refuse.
He had some balls today. Hey, shout out Sammy Sleeves. He had a couple throws today. The touchdown to Tommy Tremble was nice. The ball down the left sideline to DJ Moore. He had some throws. Moore, I'm not trying to talk you into Sammy. Don't get me wrong.
Just any of you guys pointing that Sammy?
No. You know, it's my Saints. I think both teams honestly will show up and play. Steve Wilks trying to get that job for the Panthers. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I avoid these games. I have no idea what's going to happen.
Arjun, what about you?
No, I'm laying off. I have a Saints over three division wins ticket that I'm hoping to push. So I'm not even like waiting for it to win. I'm just hoping it pushes. That was the fact that it lost after the way the Saints lost to the Bucs games it just pisses me off. So I'm just gonna lay off and pray that it pushes.
You guys, by the way, we have been keeping. I've been doing a very bad job of actually mentioning this at the beginning of guessing the lines, but you fellas have to rack up some wins here over the course of the next week and then the playoffs to catch me. And saying that means that I'm definitely going to lose. But I'm 39, 28, and 3. Brad and Arjun, you guys are both have 33 wins. Arjun only 27 losses, and Brad 30 losses. So I don't know if you guys have – are you waiting for the playoffs is my question, I guess.
I got some bets in, but yeah, I guess okay. You're right. I got to get hot down the stretch here.
Okay. I personally would wait for the playoffs. Maybe we'll make playoffs like double or nothing. Two units of playoff game.
I like two units of playoff games.
We also got to figure out a way, like there should be some sort of, maybe with members of the press, we'll get some like some merch created finally with like printing printers on the bill of the hat. I don't know. We'll give them out
meta printing emoji. Yeah, no. Yeah. And the playoff double will be called the printing press, and you're allowed to make up your ground.
There you go. I like that. All right, Giants and Eagles. So the Giants have nothing to play for. They're locked into the sixth seed. So I guess we can skip this game and go to Cleveland and Pittsburgh. In Pittsburgh, I guess now with the chance to still make the playoffs, Arjun.
I went Steelers minus one.
I had Steelers minus 2.5.
Where's this game here? I had Steelers by 2.5 as well. Why am I not seeing this on here?
I think it's just because they played. I'm seeing some two.
I see three. 2.5. What do you see, Arjun?
I see some. I mean, it's kind of all over the place because I feel like it's not up anywhere, but I saw three on FanDuel, two on DraftKings.
Yeah, I saw three minus 105 on FanDuel here. Kind of tempted to take Cleveland, not going to lie. What about you guys?
Every week. 2.5. Cleveland's plus 2.5 every game, and they're just an automatic teaser leg for me. I just can't quit them. Dude, Deshaun Watson was catching points against Carson Wentz today. Can we talk about that for a second? Can we just ruminate on that for a second? Like, what's going on?
And Wentz looked Watson was not good in that game. If it wasn't for Amari Cooper kind of balling out, like against a normal quarterback, they probably shouldn't have won. But Wentz was atrocious. Really,
where's Sam Howell? Give me some Sam. Also, he was probably being sarcastic, but then he actually wasn't being sarcastic. The whole Ron Rivera interview where he said he didn't realize they were eliminated from playoff contention. I was like, I didn't think about losing, which like probably the right mentality to have in his defense. But it was a great interview if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, I saw people getting really mad about that on Twitter, and I think that's a fine response by Rivera.
He's not watching Kornacki on Sundays. Like,
like the coach should know if it was something where, you know, there was a key decision that he would have made differently, then yeah, I get it. But what decision would he have made differently? Like
starting Taylor Heinicke, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. Not trying to win the game at any point? I don't think so.
No.
I'm gonna ride with Cleveland here.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just gonna take them as a teaser. Like, look, Mike Tomlin has some voodoo over this winning season BS, and the fact that he has a chance to go 9-8 and keep that record intact is just insane. This Steelers team isn't good enough to win by more than one score, which is why I feel very confident about the teaser leg. But I agree.
The voodoo is real.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I mean, that's why I'm betting Cleveland, though, is because Pittsburgh's going to win by one or two.
Yeah.
They ain't winning by more than the field goal. Arizona in San Francisco, the David Blau experience. I can't believe that Atlanta got out to 6.5 against anybody, but They did not cover that game. Arizona in San Francisco. Arjun?
I went Niners minus 13 and a half.
Same.
Yeah, same here. And that is exactly what it is. Any bets by anybody?
I'm laying off.
Yeah, I'm laying off as well, but I'm excited for the David Blau experience part two. They should have won that game too. Atlanta with a backdoor field goal for the win.
You know what I'm excited for is to see – I'm really excited for the playoff guest lines. Like that is what I'm really looking forward to. And seeing what Vegas does with the Niners in the playoffs will be interesting because there's going to be a lot of people out there with like rookie quarterbacks, you know, in their first playoff start trend zone initiatives going. And it'd be interesting. There'll be an opportunity to fade that. There's no doubt about it.
Especially in this NFC. No, I totally agree. If there were other good NFC teams or there were some plucky wild cards we were afraid of, it'd be a different story, but those teams don't really exist. So,
they could, looking at the playoff picture here, they actually could still get the one seed. Is that right?
I think so, yeah. Pretty yeah. Sure the answer is yes. If they win and the Eagles lose, then yeah.
Yeah, they'd have the tie break. Over the Eagles because it would go to conference record.
Yeah.
And the Niners actually have the best conference record in the NFL right now. Wow. I think they're the only team. Actually, it's them and the Chiefs are the only two teams with an undefeated record in the division. And they are the only team with 9 conference wins in the entire NFL. The Buffalo Bills could get there tomorrow with a win. Against Cincinnati. But so they would be, the Niners would be playing, and this is really interesting, the Giants are locked into the 6th seed. So the Niners would either be playing, could be playing Seahawks, the Lions, or the Packers. Green Bay in San Francisco. I want to hear what you guys think that would be. So let's say Green Bay wins next week on Sunday Night Football against the Lions. They're in the 7th seed. Let's say San Francisco, you know, wins by 13 in Arizona. Arjun, I'll start with you. What would you make the Niners in that game?
I go Niners minus 7.
I was going to say right on a touchdown. I totally agree. And Rodgers, it feels short. Like I would maybe bet the Niners in that spot, but
yeah.
You think that Brock Purdy is going to get a full touchdown over a hot Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know. I mean, Vegas has given the Packers some credit in the spreads recently, but yeah, I mean, probably. Tom Brady already. So
I don't even think it's Kyle or I don't even think it's Brock Purdy. I think Kyle Shanahan is just gonna run the ball the whole game. Like that's literally just how San Francisco has beat Green Bay in the past. Just run. Yeah. There's no point in changing it, especially since like week 9, the Packers have been like one of the best pass defenses in the entire NFL, right? So like there's no point in really trying to give Purdy that type of test. I would just go on the ground, and Cowboys or Packers have, you know, historically just not been able to stop the Niners in the playoffs.
Yeah, they can't. He has their number. And I guess, you know, you think about the way that it was interesting watching the game today. There were a couple plays that Bosa, you know, got free. There was one where he like for inexplicably held up against Stidham. Like Stidham like kind of faked him out for a second. He like pulled up. He could have like just, you know, killed him, and he didn't. But the Niners pass rush was pretty muted against the Raiders. But you'd figure that would be that would not be the case, you know, on the average. I still think 6.5. I don't know why.
I was going to go under a touchdown, but yeah. I don't know. I mean, the Packers team, the team is still not very good. They're a run first team. Like Rodgers,
be careful.
They would get the ball out quickly, maybe try to neutralize that pass rush, just like Jarrett Stidham and Josh McDaniels did today. But they're just like Arjun said. I mean, I could see McCaffrey going for 200 yards against this Packers defense in the playoffs.
I could see Jeff Wilson going for 200 yards.
Yeah. Get Jordan Mason in there. A little Tyrion Davis Price. Just sprinkle it in.
You know who has some juice is Ray Ray McCloud.
They
need to get him the ball more. all right, we go back to week 18. Rams and Seahawks. the poor Seahawks. You know, they've fought this. Just another example of Geno Smith getting written off by them not putting them at the same time as the Packers and Lions. Anyways, Rams in Seattle against the Seahawks. Arjun?
I went Seahawks minus six.
Me too.
I had the Seahawks by 5.5. It is Seahawks by 6.5.
I'm still scarred from the last time we bet the Seahawks against the Rams. Mm-hmm. You guys remember that? Opened at 4.5. Went as high as 8 with the AD and Stafford news. You know, closed back down to like 6.5, but still got some really good closing line value. And of course, it just ends on 4, just breaking the hearts of everyone. That's just me saying I'm not betting this game because I can't deal with that heartbreak anymore.
We've been merchants of some quality CLV, and I think the biggest ones have not hit all year long. Like this week with San Fran, the Seahawks one you mentioned, we're sitting there with like a 6-point closing line value, and it just doesn't come through for us. I'm staying away here because I think it's just the perfect spread.
I'm scarred by that game as well, and that's why I'm going with the Rams getting 6.5.
Okay.
They have no draft pick to play for here. Baker Mayfield playing for his future, embarrassed by the Chargers. 6.5 is a lot of points for the Seahawks to cover. It really is.
You're a Baker Mayfield Rams believer, low key. You can't quit him.
I don't know. It's not a good thing. to be a believer.
We all have our weak spots.
No, you know what I think it is the Seahawks have been a team that we and I in particular have backed a lot this year, and in spots where, you know, they were underdogs and shouldn't have been underdogs. And I feel like you make them a 6.5-point favorite. You're just kind of asking for trouble here. I mean, I could see them as a teaser, but I'll go ahead and take the Rams plus 6.5.
I think that's fair. I also think, all jokes aside, like some of these spreads too, and this one jumps out to me, is a classic, like one team needs it and one team doesn't. That's not really how this works. The Rams have guys trying to get contracts. Like you said, their quarterback is trying to set up his future. Those are trappy. If this game was week 16, I probably would have guessed 4.5, not 6.5. So.
Yeah, I think that's fair. All right. Dallas and Washington. Got to think they're going back to Heineke here, but you never know. Arjun, would you make this?
I went Cowboys minus 7.
Okay, I only had 5.5 here.
I went Cowboys by 6.5. Where is this game?
See, 6 on BetMGM.
Yeah. Arjun, you making any plays here?
I think I think we could see Sam Howell in this spot, maybe. I would feel very confident about this bet with Wentz, not so much with Heineke for whatever reason. It's just like this weird voodoo I get around Heineke where his stats are trash, but he's still he still keeps the game close. I'm gonna take the Cowboys here. I think their defense is kind of slowed down a little bit, but this is a great spot for them to bounce back against a pretty bad slate, group of quarterbacks, regardless of who starts.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Cowboys as well. I mean, it's obviously, I know I just said don't bet on emotional that, but I mean, they're still in play for the division, win over the Eagles and one seed as well, potentially. So, and it's also Washington, I think, there's a potential for closing line value here where maybe they do turn to Sam Howell and we get a guy in his first start going up against the Dallas Cowboys defense. So.
Yeah. So Dallas, I don't know, six is, even though I was a half point over, I do think they've got to go away from Carson Wentz here. Like if it's Taylor Heineke, I think that's a little plucky. If it's Sam Howell, I would love it. They really should go with Howell though, right? Like
it's a waste of a draft pick to not play him in this game.
Play him. Yeah, it really is. I'll ride with you guys, mostly because I just don't want you guys to pick up a win on me. All right, Sunday night, Detroit, Green Bay. I actually don't know for sure if it's Sunday night, but
yeah,
I'm enjoying it. All right, I'm excited to see this one. I deliberated this for a while, so I feel good about where I'm at. Arjun, what'd you make this?
I went Lions plus three.
I had Packers minus 3.5.
All right, I had Packers by 4.5, and I think I nailed it.
That's what it is. I bet MGM, yeah.
It is 4.5. My rationale here, so just to be clear, I think there is a little bit of hedging on, the Lions could be out of it already. And so that I was kind of thinking 3.5, and I gave Green Bay an extra 0.5 point because I knew for sure they were going to be playing for something and there's a chance that Green Bay wasn't. But Arjun, are you going to bet either side of this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to take the Lions, even if the Seahawks win. Dan Campbell doesn't strike me as the type of person to like tell us, kind of like quit on his team or like to not try. I also think just the way that the Lions play, I think that they are a tough matchup for the Packers. I know that the Vikings run game didn't provide much of anything to the Packers run defense, but the Packers run defense is still 31st in rush EPA. The Lions run game is still one of the best in the NFL. Like, I don't think their runners have been that good, but their offensive line has been great in the run game. I think they could provide cause some issues for the Packers in that area. And then also, I'm still not a believer in this Packers offense. Like, Aaron Rodgers, I think he's looked good at some points in the year, but I don't really trust him still that much. And I think the Lions run defense has taken some strides to close out the year. So yeah, I'm going to take the Lions at 4.5. Might put something down on the money line just for fun. Because you gotta have some rooting interest there.
Even if they're not playing for playoffs, a 9-8 season and beating Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay to keep him out of the playoffs is probably the Detroit Lions Super Bowl, right? I think that's like
you hang a banner.
That's a ring. You hang a banner, banner for that.
Like if the Colts put a banner up for
it's better than the Colts. Yeah, yeah. Division runner up banner. I wouldn't even make fun of them for that one at all. But I want to bet it. I do. I think you're right. Also, DeAndre Swift looked kind of like DeAndre Swift today. Yes, it was the Chicago Bears defense. So I think, this podcast could average 4.3 yards per clip. But I can't do it. It's Aaron Rodgers to make the playoffs at home against the Detroit Lions. I can't bet it. I want to bet it. It's way too big of a spread, especially with how good Detroit looked today. I know Green Bay did as well. But, I'm going to avoid it as much as I want to bet Detroit.
Yeah, I think Detroit is the side here. What's the total on this game?
Yeah.
48.5.
So here's the thing on the total. Obviously, I've been riding, talking about how bad these defenses are for, this past week, Vikings, Packers. The Packers do play very slow pace, one of the five slowest teams in the NFL, which comes into play here. It's big with game script. It kind of scares me in some spots. So anyway, I still don't hate it though. This is another perfect example where I'm telling you this total, it's below 49 for because of how low the season's gone and because of late season divisional game, all that stuff. All those trends that don't really come into play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Offense beats good defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Packers looked good today, but that was Kirk Cousins. And
yeah,
I don't know, not saying that Jared Goff is something, special here, but in a situation where I don't think the Packers are going to have any trouble scoring on the Lions, and the Lions, I agree with you. There is no way that the Lions lay down in this game. There's just no chance. So I do kind of like the over there. All right. That is all for week 18. Let's do this before we get out of here. Is there a matchup looking at the playoff picture right now? Is there a matchup or a team even that you guys are particularly looking forward to? Like, is there an angle that you're like, I can't wait to bet this, or as soon as this line comes out, for this team, I'll be looking at what this is. Arjun, and I assume that it's just the Chargers and you're going to bet them whoever they play. although they could end up against they could end up against Tennessee, I should say, which would be exciting. But is there something that you guys are looking forward to betting, just kind of seeing what you know, what the playoff kind of slate looks like at the moment?
Go ahead, Arjun. I got one if you want me to go first.
Yeah. Can you go first here?
Yeah, sure. So, well, first and foremost, it's fading the Minnesota Vikings, who are now 12-4 with a minus 19-point differential. But again, I keep talking about their defense over and over and over again, and this is probably reactionary, but I do think we're just more and more in this era of football. You look to the CFP on New Year's Eve, two games, what, 80 and 90 totals? Like, when it comes down to it, when the chips are down in these football games now, it's no longer about, like, defense and shortening the clock and time of possession, all those things. Like, teams score. And so overs in Vikings games and probably fading them in the games is definitely something I'm looking forward to.
So it'd be Vikings, probably Vikings Giants, right? Because
right, it'd be 3-6.
It'd be 3-6. The Niners are a 13.5-point favorite. The Eagles are a favorite as well. So it's Vikings Giants. I guess, Brad, like, what would you be betting the Giants at?
I think it would be Minnesota minus 3.5, and I would like the Giants in that spot. And okay, I think the total would be 48.5, and I would like the over. The Vikings are top 5 in plays per second. Like, they're actually a fast offense, and the Giants are top half of the NFL. So,
okay. Arjun, did you find something?
Yeah, I mean, this is something like I was thinking about when I was driving back from SoFi. Like, I didn't really want San Francisco to, I either wanted them to win by like 6, so we cover the 5.5, or just lose straight up. Cause I would have loved to take them against the Giants, anything up to like minus 10. Like, I don't know what that line would have been, but they're like, the Niners versus the Giants might have been the biggest mismatch of any game on that, in the wild card round. Like, Giants just don't, like, their run defense is pretty bad, ranked bottom 5 in rush EPA, bottom 5 in rushing success rate. I think their offense has gotten by, you know, just like doing, you know, I think Dable has just coaxed a lot out of Daniel Jones. But when you go against D'Amico Ryans, Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, like, you just throw all of that out the window, and it just comes to, do you have guys that can win? They don't have a Davante Adams, they don't have a Darren Waller. Like, I would have loved the Niners in that spot against the Giants. I get a little bit worried against the Seahawks just because it's kind of tough to beat a team 3 times in one season.
Oh, stop.
They'll win, but, like, to cover, right, I think it's tough to, like, dominate 3 games in one season. So I would have loved to be able to bet the Niners against the Giants, where I think there's a lot of favorable matchups for them. But I don't think that we'll be able to get that.
So there's a couple that I'm excited about. The first one is Tampa Bay Dallas. I am very excited to bet against the Dallas Cowboys in this game. I'm actually very curious to see what this line ends up being. I would presume that the Cowboys should be favored in this game. They're a much better team. And so I really like Tom Brady at home as an underdog. If it's 2.5, I love teasing them as well. The Niners, if they play the Packers, that's one that we talked about a couple weeks ago. You know, I like teasing the Niners down there. I probably like the Niners against the spread. But I think my favorite is the Chargers against whoever the hell wins the AFC South. If it's the Jaguars, give me the Chargers against the Jaguars. If it's the Titans, give me the Chargers against the Jaguars. I think the Chargers will be one of my favorite teams to bet as long as they are alive in the playoffs, especially if you can tease them if they're a short underdog. So those are the ones that I'm looking forward to, but should be a lot of fun. Sorry, Arjun, by the way. I know that probably jinxed your Super Bowl hopes, but Romo on the broadcast today said he thinks the Chargers can go to Glendale. And he called the Bucks winning the Super Bowl when they lost to the Chiefs 2 years ago. You're welcome. That was our podcast. We will be back on Wednesday evening to talk about the great Sunday night matchup against the Lions and the Packers.